enemy number one in Philly. Public enemy number one in D.C. Public enemy number one in Cleveland.
Public enemy number one everywhere. Cat Named Mo Show, we are with you until 8 o'clock. I had to look up, roll my eyes back a little bit, and think about it for a moment. This entirety of the week, we are best of Friday after doing 4 hours for Drew and John on the 4th of July. We'll get to what Spike did. I didn't do much, but we'll get to what Spike did. But first, of course, it is the How You Stinkin', Spike portion of the show. Happens every beginning of the Cat Named Mo Show with Spike on the mic. So, Spike, yes. How you stinkin'?
I'm stuck wondering, since you're talking about Stakegate.
Stakegate. Yes.
Will you or will you not accept Ian Beckles' competition challenge?
It's on. And I'd like to bring Mike Calter in there, too. I like Mike Calter, myself, and Ian Beckles, a ribeye. And a pan. Now, yeah, you can make it any way you want to.
No, however you want to do it,
however you want to do it. And a blind taste test with three people. Absolutely. Neither one of them jokers can make a steak as flavorful as this nickel.
What I'm hearing
First off, I'm telling you, they're going to overcook it. They just going to overcook it.
No.
Nobody eats it as raw as the kid. I raw dog it, Spike.
Yeah, nobody likes a steak raw.
A lot of people like that steak.
Not real.
Rare, so, not raw.
So what you're saying is challenge accepted.
We can get Ian Beckles on the phone. Ian Beckles know where I stay at. Mm-hmm. Ian Beckles know I ain't afraid of him. Bring your A game, son. And then while you're at it, bring some A1 sauce, too, because your steak going to suck compared to mine. You going to need it.
Well, you heard it first, Ian Beckles and
absolutely.
Mr. Mike 1, Mike Calter.
Absolutely.
Mr. 2-minute ribs or 6-minute ribs? What is it?
6-minute ribs.
Mr. 6-minute ribs.
No, actually, it's 8-minute ribs.
Oh, my damn. Just keep moving.
No, it's a 6-minute steak. 3 minutes each side, depending upon the thickness. That was a thick ribeye. Usually, it's 2.5 each side. Let it sit for 10.
God, that's nasty.
Oh, it's delicious. It's delicious.
I'm not sure if I'll be one of the blind judges. I don't think I want to be.
Counter gonna say it looked like a roof shingle. When you know, if you put enough mayonnaise on a roof shingle, Mike Counter would eat it.
How about this?
I ain't mad at you, Mike. Pointing out facts.
Let's do the steak challenge.
Absolutely.
And for future reference, when you post your award-winning steaks, show it cut open.
Yeah, you're right. I should have. I ended up posting pictures of it cut open as well. But I like the pretty presentation on top. But then people kept asking, well, let's see the inside and whatever. It's like, look how good it looks on the outside. You think it's not going to look great on the inside?
Yeah, I mean, you might just drop it in some dirt on both sides. dropped it in the trash.
So even you can admit it looked pretty on the inside. On the inside, too. Well,
I don't know.
There's a picture of it. Cut open.
All I've seen it is on that orange plate. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, go to my Facebook page. Yeah, pull it up, man. Yeah. No, it looks good.
We're doing a show, man.
Mike Calter talking about my steak.
Oh, it looks like a roof and tile.
It looks like a roof and tile. No. Rumor has it.
What's the rumor?
Mike Calter was so hungry one time, he was driving down the road and saw a mattress and pulled over and put it between two pieces of bread and tried to eat it. A story like that has to be true, Spike.
But you say
has
rumor
to be
has
true.
It.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying, yeah, it's a rumor. I can neither confirm nor deny it. But you say a story like that, for me, it has to be. So don't act like you a discriminating eater, nickel. Come on now. Put that steak in your mouth and then thank me later.
Hey, I don't know about this.
Cat Named Mo Show, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right, sir.
We're talking about the ribeye steak. I'm going to tell you, you nailed it. The way you got to get that bad boy, I like when I go to Fleming's and get the tomahawk and they do what's called a Pittsburgh on it.
That's Pittsburgh rare. That's the only way I cook them. Yep, you get that.
They season.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you, last time I went, my boss was with us. I told him that a skilled vet could have got it going again because I think it moved toward the salad. It was so damn good.
I don't know. So you like your steaks raw and rare too, huh?
Yes, sir.
No
gray steak.
You know why? You know, man invented fire, right?
Oh yeah,
they invented fire to cook it.
That's what the outside is.
Yeah, that middle. Woo wee.
Oh yeah.
Nah, y'all nasty.
Just try it one time, Spike. That's all I got to do is try it one time. It's pretty good.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I know Spike. Rare or even to a degree, medium rare is not for Spike. Nah. That's not his jam.
Really.
Yeah, you can't have that gray, because that gray, when you pick that steak up with them tongs, yeah, it's sticking straight out, you might as well put some laces on it, wear it for shoes. It
and
ain't
if,
no good.
If you see the picture of the inside of my steak, you've got that crust on the outer band, and then the inside is as pink as something that I cannot say on the air while remaining on the air. But understand something. That bitch looks good.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So Fleming does a damn good job. I'll say yes. Fleming does it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, my friend, right there. That's right.
12-minute steak.
Man. Ian Beckles, anytime you ready, Ian. Let's
I can't
do
wait
it.
For this challenge. I mean, I don't want to be the taste test because y'all going to cook them like y'all like them.
No, you would not. No, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it.
I wouldn't be a partial judge.
You would need someone that does not have an aversion to. I mean, listen, I don't know. We all three might cook it rare, or if it's just me, Beckles and myself, we may both cook it rare. I don't think that Beckles is a rare cat. He may be medium rare. I had Joe on the phone. What'd you hang up for? Mm-hmm. Just called to make noise? Seriously. Yeah. So
also
you can see the picture, you can see the steak. So, Will M. I like a steak so rare a good vet could save it.
Insert yuck. And also speaking of challenges, there's also another challenge out there in the ether.
What's that?
I saw this post.
For me?
Listen, I saw this post and it said that if you can do 40 push-ups, you lower your risk of heart disease and struggles or whatever it is. Heart disease.
Yeah.
So I tried to do it. I couldn't make 40.
I could probably do 40.
And so the challenge is put out there. Why don't you and Spike challenge each other in a push-up contest?
Oh, man, there's no fun in that. I'm telling you I can do 40 push-ups.
I'm telling you, I doubt it.
But there's no. We'll do 40 push-ups. After
in
we
one
do,
sitting.
After
one
we
sitting.
Do the monkey bar challenge, because
yes.
I already
yes.
challenged you to go across the length of the monkey bar. So at the point that you want to do, you
old
do, we
man
do the
fighting.
Monkey bars first and then push up.
Me, you, 45 and biting.
And Ian Beckles, you got my digits. You got my digits, man. Get that steak ready. Get that ribeye up and ready.
I welcome this challenge.
Oh, dude, I'd love it to death.
We ought to up the ante and put some ducats on it. That's money in the streets, Mo.
I know what ducats are, son. I came up in pursuit of ducats.
Oh, God. Whatever.
All day, every day. They called me the ducat man. Mm-hmm. back in the early 2000s.
Oh, that was you?
Mr. Duckett.
Mr. Duckett, man. Oh, okay. All right, well, I say challenge accepted.
Yes. You arrange it.
I'll talk with him.
Yeah, we'll have a
I don't think Mr. One Mike Calter is going to participate.
Of course not. He's scared.
Yeah, okay.
He's scared.
Well, I just said
he'll participate on the eating part.
Or the criticism.
He'll show up 2 days mm-hmm. early.
Y'all do this test again?
Participate on the eating part.
All right, well, let's make this happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's make this happen.
Spike,
yes, sir?
I finally saw Beverly Hills Cop 4, Axel F. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Is it better than 1 and 2? Hell no.
What is it going to be
exponentially better? Well, I thought in a lot of ways 2 was better than 1. In a lot of ways, you don't have that freshness of meeting the characters for the first time, right? But I did think 2 upped the ante very nicely. Hey, what's your name? You're on the Cat Named Mo show with Spike on the mic.
It's Tom. I did want to say, Mo, your steak didn't look bad. I don't know why they were hating on it.
Let me tell you why. Because they hate on everything I do. And I love it because they talk about me, but they hate on. There's nobody that's looking at the inside of that steak, the interior of that steak, and saying that's not a damn good looking steak and go call it a roof shingle. Mr. Brisket Burner. This is what I got to say to Mike Calter. Go burn your brisket in the hallway. All right. Let's go to you, sir. What is your name?
Teddy.
Oh, what is it?
Teddy.
Teddy, what's up, Teddy?
You know why it's called a Pittsburgh?
You know what? I know the term Pittsburgh Rare, but I could not tell you why it's called Pittsburgh Rare.
Because the steel workers used to bring a piece of meat to work, and they would hold it against the blast furnace and cook jar just the outside of it, and that was a Pittsburgh steak.
Oh. Oh. Interesting. Thank you for that little nugget of information. I absolutely did not know that, sir. Appreciate your listening.
That was good.
Thank you, and appreciate.
Don't make it go yuck, though. Still yuck. I like my food.
You think
cooked.
you think you better than people from Pittsburgh? Explain. Yeah. I'm here to tell you.
Really?
You're not.
And Franco Harris dropped that ball against the Raiders back in 80 whatever year it was. That was terrible.
Like again, you can go to my Facebook page. You can see. Oh, you can go to my Twitter. You can go to Instagram.
I don't see. I just see the regular state. I don't see
Go down. Go down the thread. Go down the thread, or go down to some of the responses. It's there.
Sure, I don't see it. I'm all the way down to you doing a stand up long time ago. And excuse me, while I wipe this out. I don't see it. I see a steak. Then I see Eddie Murphy.
Hold on, Spike.
Good. On your Twitter page, I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it. Oh my gosh. Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
I'm just saying. You got to. This airbrushed Eddie Murphy. Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. And then I see Candace Owens and Omarosa, and then I see
Omarosa. Yeah, hold on, yeah. Spike.
I'm just saying, maybe just put it on maybe Instagram or Facebook.
Nope. Hold on, buddy.
I'm just saying, this steak here, it don't jump off the plate. It's delicious. How'd you cook this? Did you cook this on the grill or on? You have a black stone
cast iron. Yeah, I didn't use it.
Oh, so you put a cast iron on the grill?
All right, Spike. Go to my top of my Twitter page right there. Top of my Twitter.
I'm on your page, son.
I just posted it. Spike, it's right there.
Oh, you just posted it? Oh, so it wasn't already there?
No, it was within the thread. I can find it posted 5 times within the thread. You can't find it because you're Spike. But because of people like you, Spike. Just, all right, now look at that. Yeah, you tell me.
N-A-S-T-Y. Listen, how you spell nasty?
Listen, not how you spelled it. No, maybe you did. That's not for you. It's mooing. It's mooing still.
Look at the cartilage coming out of it on the back end.
Is that
the thing when you have a baby and it's still connected to your mama?
Umbilical cord.
Is that the umbilical cord?
No, that's fat, Jack. That's flavor.
Baby, Mo.
Fat is flavor. I know what you're talking about. That's fat.
That's nasty.
Fat is flavor. Man.
So anybody, if y'all go to whatever page Mo talking about,
my page,
right on the left side, it's like the what you call it, umbilical, the thing that when your mama still hooked up to your baby,
keep trying,
and they cut it out of your belly button.
Keep trying, buddy.
It's the umbilical cord. That guy looking.
Now that's fat, man. Hey, what's your name?
Who would eat that?
Me. I take it all. I take my meat straight to the bone.
Ooh.
And say pull
that.
It.
Hey, mark that tape.
Straight to the bone, Spike, and pull it off. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, it's John. Hey, how about we do a blind taste test with Spike?
Spike's not going to. It's not going to.
Tasting what, though?
No, let's challenge him to a blind taste test. Let's see what he comes up with.
Blind taste test.
If he's so good about that gray steak, you know, he never really had a real piece of meat.
He really hasn't.
I'm confused.
Oh, my.
Let's introduce the boy. And then if he still can taste the difference.
So are you saying that I cook a steak and let y'all eat it, or y'all cook steak and I eat it?
No, we're going to cook steaks and you're going to eat it.
Oh, if it's going to be.
You're going to be blindfolded. You're going to be tasting different steaks.
Right.
Different cook ratios. And you're going to see which one you like the best. That's all there is to it.
Dude, listen.
Very easy.
I've bitten my tongue before. I know what blood in the mouth tastes like.
That's not blood, Spike. That's a false.
It's called juice. It's not blood.
It's not blood. Yeah.
This steak here got blood in it.
No,
or dye color.
It goes beyond. Once it's cooked, it's not blood. It's flavor.
And it's delicious flavor. Yes.
All right. Just had an idea.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah. Going back to Beverly Hills Cop 4, I don't know how anybody can diss Beverly Hills Cop 4 while simultaneously praising Top Gun 2. They did the exact same thing. They both traded off on nostalgia. They both replicated the more iconic moments from each original film. Top Gun 2 had them singing You Lost That Loving Feeling, had them instead of playing volleyball, they were playing football, but it was still shirtless.
Yes.
Jacks on the beach. They had Tom Cruise mavericking it up, being Tom Cruise, going against the grain. And somebody saying it's the exact same movie as Top Gun 2. And I love Top Gun 2, but I can be objective enough to say that, yeah, there were notes in Beverly Hills Cop 4 where they were paying homage. I think they knew they were going to close this thing out. And it's just, it really hits all of the right beats.
Did it?
Yeah, I think it did. I think it did.
You don't think there was too much car run over other car scenes? Every scene, that's all they were doing, just get in the car and run over a car.
That's where we are as a society, wanting movies. Look at all of the Marvel movies. Mike, people want bang, bang. They want big bangs.
Definitely bang, bang, but not always the car scene. Marvel movies, maybe they'll get a car, they'll blow up a bridge or something.
It gave us a helicopter chase scene that I thought was hilarious. Dude, when they went to, when that brother was at the, that was hilarious. You switch up, huh? I switch.
At the golf, that wasn't a helicopter crash. That was at the golfing resort. Yeah, that was.
Didn't the helicopter crash there? Yeah, the helicopter crashed there. Then they stole a golf cart and then went up to where they valet park cars. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of funny
moments. The brother parted during the code switching. That was
that,
funny.
Line went there. Oh, you wanted them
code switch. Yeah.
I was like, wow, what's your name?
Bo.
Yo.
Hey, sorry, man. I thought was still on hold.
That's all right.
Hey, good evening, fellas. I looked at your Twitter page. That's exactly how you cook a steak. That's how I cook mine. Cast iron pan. Just like that.
That thing is colored to perfection. Mm, I have no idea what. See, that's what it is. The morning show don't like black steaks.
Hey, Rim, have you seen the cut open steak?
I did. That's exactly how I cook my steak, like that.
You see that membrane-looking thing coming out of there?
It's called fat.
Oh, that's just a little bit of fat. That's all that is.
Ooh, and it's probably chewy. God, that's nasty. No, Rib, you're on your own.
Hold on, Spike. Have you never had a steak where you cut a piece and it had a little bit of fat on the edge of it and you ate that? You've never done that? Do you cut all of the fat off of your steak meat?
But if there's some steak on it, there's a lot of meat around it. It's on the outside.
Right.
Not this piece of umbilical cord hanging out right now.
You take that. Once I get the bigger portion of the meat off the bone, I pick that bone up and I clean it, Spike. I clean it.
Yeah, y'all nasty.
All right, thanks for the call, Rib.
That's a perfect steak.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody, and Rib's a thin man. I'm telling you, he was driving down the road, saw a mattress, and put it between two pieces of bread and tried to eat it. That story has to be true, Spike. I cannot live thinking that it's not.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now, a bone traffic update from the